McDonald's was one of thousands of foreign companies to leave Russia after it launched its unprovoked war on Ukraine. It had more than 800 fast food restaurants across Russia. But even though the golden arches are gone, the restaurants are still there under new ownership and a new name. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In 1990, thousands lined up in central Moscow for a first taste of a McDonald's hamburger, what came to symbolize a thaw in Cold War tensions and a Soviet embrace of American culture. Fast forward to today, and certainly hundreds showed up to check out McDonald's replacement, a newly christened burger empire called Vkusna Itochka, which translates from Russian as something like delicious, that's all. Anna Petrunina, one of the first McDonald's hires in the Soviet Union and now vice president of operations for the new spin-off, says the difference between then and now is Russian confidence.
32 years ago, we were so worried because we didn't know how it would go. But today, we know exactly what we're doing.
Indeed, the new Delicious franchise, which will soon launch across the country, is built mostly, if not entirely, on the old McDonald's model. Sure, gone are the golden arches, replaced by an abstract letter M forged from two giant French fries and what appears to be a flattened bun. But the suppliers of Russian beef, chicken, and potatoes are the same. Even the staff is the old McDonald's crew. All 62,000 employees will remain under an acquisition deal that guarantees their jobs for the next 2 years. The franchise's new owner, Russian businessman Alexander Golver, says there's simply no reason to reinvent the wheel when McDonald's had all but perfected it.
The system they developed is world famous. I've learned lots from it, and it's even come to influence my other businesses.
The opening, of course, comes amid Western sanctions and a boycott by McDonald's and hundreds of other foreign companies over Russia's actions in Ukraine. That fact wasn't lost on Svetlana Vidvitsky, who said the relaunch under new ownership showed Russia was now quite capable of making its own hamburgers, thank you very much.
McDonald's left, but we didn't panic. We opened our own restaurant under a new name with food that's just as good, certainly no worse.
And about that food. Илья Консенберг, a local university student, says the burgers, the fries, taste basically the same. It's just different packaging, says Consenberg. But there are some noticeable differences. The Big Mac is no more. Its secret sauce still a secret. McNuggets are now just nuggets. In fact, all McReferences are gone under a deal with McDonald's to de-arch Russia completely. It's a purging of the past that at least some found depressing. Outside the restaurant, Людмила Руденко clutched an empty hamburger wrapper and said she felt like she was at a funeral. Руденко fears that under new Russian ownership, old Soviet practices might come back and destroy a restaurant she and her family had come to love over the past 3 decades. Have you ever eaten in a Soviet restaurant, she asked. You never knew if the meat you were getting was lamb, pork, or your neighbor's cat. Was she kidding? Probably. But neither she nor the cat relished those times. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.